Maseches Trumos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Truma from produce that's eaten by people, it's usher to feed to animals. That's considered like wasting the truma. It's not being used for its full extent to be eaten by people, and it's a waste to give it to the animals. Produce that's exclusively eaten by animals is not obligated in truma whatsoever. The Mishnah discusses something in the middle. Karshine truma. Karshinin, which is truma, karshinin is translated as vetch. It's a bean-like plant that generally is eaten by animals, but in pressing situations, in times of hunger, it was eaten by people. And since it could be eaten by people, it did get truma status. However, the Mishnah says that this karshine truma, these karshinin, the vetch, that's truma, machilin isam lebehema, it could be fed to animals, ulachaya, not only domestic, but also wild animals, ulatarnagailim, and to his chickens. Even though generally truma can't be fed to the animals, since this was primarily eaten by animals, it's not considered a waste to feed it to them. However, it does have truma status because it could, in pressing situations, be eaten by people. The Mishnah now continues discussing animals eating truma. This the karshine truma can be eaten by the animals, that's only the animal of a kain. The kain is the one that can eat truma, and he can feed, when he's allowed to feed to animals, he can feed it to his animals truma. So the Mishnah discusses such cases. Yisrael shesachar para mikain. If Yisrael, which is a non-kain, rented a cow from a kain, machila karshine truma, he's allowed to feed it the truma vetch, but even though the renter is the one that's obligated to feed the cow, but the ownership of the cow is exclusively owned by the kain, and therefore the Yisrael can feed it truma vetch. However, the reverse, v'kain shesachar parah miYisrael, but a kain who rented a cow from a Yisrael, af al pi shemizayneser alav, even though he's responsible to provide the food for the animal, the kain's responsible still, la yachilanu karshine truma, he may not feed it truma vetch, because the ownership of the animal is owned by Yisrael, and therefore the kain can't feed him the truma vetch. The Mishnah says a different case. Yisrael shesham par mikain. The Yisrael over here he's leasing the cow from the kain, and he does a shuma. He assesses the value of the cow, and he sets that whatever the value of the cow is, let's say it's $100 for this cow, that's set that I'm responsible under all circumstances to reimburse you for at least this $100 value of the cow. And then he takes the cow, and he's going to... The Rav says his intentions are to fatten the cow, and when he's going to reassess the value of it later at the end of the deal, whatever value that the cow went up in value, they're going to split that profit between this person who's leasing it and the original owner, the kain. So over here, the Yisrael, he's leasing, and he assesses the value of the cow of the kain. Lo yachilanu karshine truma, he's not allowed to feed it truma vetch, even though a Yisrael renter could feed the cow truma, if it's belonging to a kain. Here is different. Since there was a shuma, they assessed the value, and the Yisrael is now obligated, the full value of this cow is 100% under his responsibility. That responsibility makes him considered owner, and as an owner, he's not allowed to feed the animal anymore, karshine truma. And in the reverse case, the kain shesham par miYisrael, the kain who leases and he assesses the value of the par, of the cow, that belongs to Yisrael, and this assessment makes him responsible for that value of the cow in a way that he's now considered the halachic owner of the cow, so then machila karshine truma, the kain is not allowed to feed it truma vetch because of this shuma, this assessment, and this responsibility makes him like the owner. Mishnah Yud discusses tamei truma. Tamei truma is not allowed to be eaten by the kain, it's not allowed to be eaten by anyone. However, it can be burnt and it can be used for fuel, and one can benefit from burning it, such as tamei oil could be burned for light. But only the kain has a lot of benefit from it. Yisrael can't take the tamei oil and burn it as a lamp for himself. He can't do that. However, the Mishnah lists cases where Yisrael is allowed to benefit from the burning of tamei truma oil. So the Mishnah says, madlikin shemen sreifa bebati knesis. We're allowed a light, shemen sreifa, that's oil that must be burnt, which is tamei truma oil. Or you can light it in the bati knesis, in the places in the where people daven, ubati midrashis, and in people places where people study Torah, ubamavayis ha'afelim, and in dark mavi, in dark alleyways. In these places, there's tarchei rabim, there's a necessity of the public to have light, and the whole iser for a non-kayan to benefit from the tamei truma is only midrabanan, and they waived that iser over here. They did not aser in these circumstances where there's tzarchei rabim, the needs for the public, in shul, in the base medrash, and in the dark alleyways, they can light tamei truma oil, even though there'll be non-kayan that will be benefiting from it. The Mishnah continues with other cases. Va'al gabei achelim, you can light this tamei truma oil over sick people, even if they're not kayanim, b'rishis kayin, as long as there's a kayin present over there, and the kayin's also benefiting from the candle, from the light, so then other people can benefit from it as well. Since the kayin's there benefiting from it, it's for him, and once it's lit, anybody can get benefit from that light. Another similar case, bas Yisrael shenisus l'kayin, the daughter of Yisrael who married a kayin, now she is allowed to benefit from truma by marrying a kayin, v'hili muda eitz l'aviya, and she's frequently in the house of her father, who's Yisrael. So the Mishnah says, aviya madlik v'resusa, her father is allowed to light the tamei truma oil when she's present, because since she's allowed to benefit from the tamei truma oil, so then it's lit for her, and the fact that her father, who's not a kayin, is benefiting from it as well is not a concern, it's not a problem. Another case, madlikin bebeis hamishta, you can light the lamps with tamei truma oil in a beis hamishta, in a banquet hall, a chasana hall, avalei bebeis ha'evel, but not in a house of avelos, in a house of mourning. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. In this situation, there's many people present in a beis hamishta, in a banquet hall, and as long as there's a kayin present at the party, you can light the lamps with tamei truma oil because there's a kayin benefiting from it, and then everyone else can benefit from it as well. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that's only in a beis hamishta, not in a beis ha'evel. Why is that so? Because he's concerned that people may take the lamps outside and use it for personal use. So in a wedding hall, the Rav explains that Rabbi Yehuda was not concerned that people would take the lamps out personally because people are dressed in their finest clothing at their wedding hall and they're not going to want to manhandle these lamps because they might get dirty. So everyone's going to leave them placed and it'll be for public use and the kayin will benefit from it as well. However, in a beis ha'evel, where people are not dressed as fancy, they may come to manhandle the lamps and someone may take it outside for personal use who's a non-kayin. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda was concerned about that use and says you can't light the lamps in a beis ha'evel, in a mourning house, from truma, tamei truma oil. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says the reverse. Rabbi Yehuda says that bebeis ha'avel, in the house of mourning, you can light lamps with tamei truma oil, avalei bebeis ha'mishta, but not in a banquet hall. And this, he says, is because, he says the reverse logic, that in a beis ha'evel, in a house of mourning, people are more sad, and they're more, you know, calm and not running around, and we're not concerned that they're going to go pick up the candles and walk out with them. But in a party where everybody's celebrating in a beis hamishta, and people are more lively, someone may come to take a candle and run around with it and go outside and use it for personal use. So Rabbi Yossi's logic was the reverse. He was more concerned that people would take these public lamps where kayin's benefiting from it, that it was acceptable to light with truma oil. He was more concerned in a beis hamishta that someone would take it out and use personal use on possible non-kayin, and so therefore in a beis hamishta should not be lit with tamei truma oil. A third opinion, Reb Meir Eiser Kan V'Kan. Reb Meir says that both places are forbidden. He takes some of the logic of Rabbi Yehuda and some of Rabbi Yossi, and he's concerned in both places that both in a chasana, both in a beis ha'evel, one may walk out with a candle and use it for personal use, so do not light with tamei truma oil in either place. And Reb Shimon is the fourth opinion, Mater Kan V'Kan. He permits the use of tamei truma oil in both places. He takes the logic from both, where there was the fact that they had less concern, one in one area, one in the other area, and he allows in both places, the Beis Eivel and Beis Mishnah, to be lit with Tamei Truma oil, because he's not concerned people will take the lamps outside and use it for personal use, and there'll be kahanim in the public area that are benefiting from the candles as well. Hadron alach, mesachtes, trumas, mazal tov.